Today is Wednesday, October 23rd. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. With Donald Trump's encouragement, Republicans are joining Democrats at the polls to cast their ballots early this year. The surge of GOP voters has helped break records for early voting in certain swing states, such as Georgia and Nevada. Nearly 19 million early votes had been cast as of Tuesday. Campaigns typically try to get their voters to cast ballots early, either in person or by mail, so they can focus on turning out marginal voters on Election Day. But when Trump condemned early voting in 2020 and 2022, many Republicans stopped doing it. It's unclear what the early turnout means for the presidential election because it only factors in a voter's registration, not their actual vote. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was joined by former President Barack Obama to campaign for Kamala Harris at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison Tuesday. Walz and Obama both highlighted why former President and Republican nominee Donald Trump isn't fit for the role of president, citing his record on the economy and the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Both also urged Wisconsinites to get out an early vote, with in-person early voting officially kicking off in Wisconsin yesterday. UW-Madison was granted over $150 million by the National Institutes of Health to lead the study, the largest NIH grant in UW history, on Alzheimer's. It's called the Clarity in Alzheimer's Disease and Related Dementias Research. Through imaging study at Clarity, the goal is to track the presence, absence, or change in molecules that are biomarkers in people with dementia or at risk of developing it. UW-Madison was selected to pilot the study's first series of brain scans because of its established network of participants. The five-year study of about 2,000 participants launched in August and involves 37 Alzheimer's research centers across the U.S. The Richland School District held its annual meeting Monday night. The administration shared the proposed budget for the 2024-25 school year. It shows a revenue of $22,718,424 and expenditures at $22,656,107 for a difference of $62,317. The total tax levy allowable for the Richland School District is $10,035,314. The proposed mill rate for the property owners in Richland School District is $8.76 per $1,000 of property. This is a decrease from $9.12. Those in attendance at the annual meeting approved levying a tax in the amount of $7,713,140 upon all taxable property in the Richland School District for the purpose of paying necessary expenses to operate and maintain the schools during the 2024-25 school year. Included in the levy is $181,918 for principal and interest payments on district debt service within the revenue limit. The annual meeting also included a year in review. Richland Center Primary School Principal Amy Hardy reported that the 2023-24 school year at the primary school was filled with exciting activities and a continued focus on student engagement and community involvement. Throughout the year, scholastic book fairs were held, providing students and families with access to a variety of books and encouraging a love for reading. Lisa Brown serves as the intermediate school principal. The intermediate school had an engaging 2023-24 school year with a focus on student growth, leadership, and community service. One of the significant highlights was the continuation of the School Garden Initiative, where students learned about sustainable practices and participated in the planting and maintenance of the garden. This hands-on experience provided valuable lessons in teamwork, responsibility, and environmental stewardship. Throughout the year, the students also participated in Career Day and Career Dress-Up Day, which encouraged them to explore various career paths and envision their future. The school emphasized community service through initiatives such as the Hornet High Food Drive, which exceeded its goal of collecting 2,000 items, and Red Ribbon Week, where students participated in themed dress-up days promoting healthy choices. Liz Perkins and Ryan Lemke are co-principals at the Richland Center High School. The 2023-24 academic year at the high school was characterized by both academic excellence and student involvement in extracurricular activities. The year began with a strong start, with students participating in scholastic book fairs and a variety of academic contests that emphasized literacy and numeracy. The school continued to promote student leadership through clubs and organizations, such as the Student Council, which led efforts in organizing Homecoming Week, Valentine's Day fundraisers, and other key events. Musical performances were a staple of the year, with choir members performing the national anthem at sporting events and the band showcasing their talents at concerts and competitions. In academics, advanced placement exams were a highlight, with students in AP capstone classes taking on research projects that tackled real-world issues. The school's academic quiz bowl teams also participated in regional competitions, showcasing the high level of student engagement in academic pursuits. The first year of the partner school was a period of growth and community, where Kim Sifkis is the lead teacher. Throughout the year, students and staff worked together on various community outreach programs, reinforcing the importance of giving back. The school's leadership team was actively involved in service learning, with projects designed to enhance student leadership skills and community engagement. The school looks forward to building upon the successes in the upcoming school year. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville's Pioneer Farm is at the forefront of innovation. The recent integration of a system that measures cow burps and one that monitors individual feed consumption, Pioneer Farm is setting a new standard in precision herd management. These advancements not only enhance cattle well-being, but also generate data that drives sustainability and efficiency in the global dairy industry. This makes UW-Platteville School of Agriculture a leader in the tri-state area. Pioneer Farm is a 430-acre working farm that offers students experiences with dairy, swine, beef, and soil operations. The grain feed machine is a piece of technology designed to monitor and measure the gas emissions from cows, specifically focusing on their burps. This machine is placed in feeding areas where cows can freely approach it. Each cow is fitted with a tag recognizing individual cows and dispensing feed pellets as a lure. While the cows eat and regurgitate their food, the machine captures the gases they emit and analyzes its composition, measuring key gases such as oxygen, carbon dioxide, methane, and hydrogen. By calculating the speed of the gas flow and its composition, researchers can estimate the daily flux of methane emitted by each cow. By analyzing the gas profile, the efficiency of the fermentation process inside the cow and can be analyzed, and shifts in nutritional imbalances can be identified. The university also received RIC2 Discover feed intake machines that play a role in managing dairy cattle nutrition. 24 specialized feed stations, each equipped with a large bin designed to hold a day's worth of feed and an integrated weigh scale, are used. The cow's RFID tag interacts with the feed station to record precise measurements of feed intake. As a cow eats from the station, its weight is recorded before and after the meal, providing data on the amount consumed. This allows monitoring of the well-being and productivity of the herd, allowing for individualized feed management and efficient farm operations with minimal labor. By streamlining the process of tracking and analyzing feed intake, UW-Platteville enhances both the health of the cows and the overall effectiveness of dairy management. Some faculty members and technology, including the feed intake machines, are sponsored by the Dairy Innovation Hub, which the state is supporting with $7.8 million a year. The hub leverages research and development at UW-Platteville, UW-Madison, and UW-River Falls. The deadline is approaching to fill the vacancy in Supervisory District 6 of the Richland County Board of Supervisors. Those at least 18 years of age interested in being appointed as a county board supervisor from the vacant district can submit a letter of consideration to the county clerk by 4:30 Friday. The letter should contain your name and address and a brief statement of qualifications to serve on the county board. Submissions may be emailed to derekkalish@co.richland.wi.us. The vacancy will be filled from the list of applicants at the county board meeting Tuesday, November 9th at 7. There will be more New Glarus beer on the way next year. The brewery is expanding its operations in New Glarus, adding on a new $55 million hospitality wing to its campus. Brewery officials say they want to meet the needs of visitors and increase their brewing and distilling space. More information will be released at a groundbreaking next week. And today is the day to turn in your pumpkins. The second annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest will be held. Pumpkins for competition and display can be dropped off at the courthouse lawn display area today, starting at 3:30. Entries will be accepted until 7. Pumpkins will be on display through Sunday, with many fun events happening throughout the weekend. You can find more information at rcchamber.org/pumpkinfest and also on the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page.